And I'm joined on the line by the wonderful and professional, as always, Sylvia Kent, who is a writer and a journalist. 9 years we've been going now? 10 years.
Hello, everyone.
So what books have you got to recommend at the moment? What are you reading?
Well, can you believe all my group, Billericay Readers, Book Talk, Friends Met in the Park, Lake Meadows, all sat around. Lucky I had a little seat because I wouldn't have been able to get up from that grass because it's been a bit wet.
Yep.
But anyway, we brought ourselves up to date on what we're reading. And I did mention this before, but we're reading Maggie O'Fowell's book, Hamnet, which I've yet to read, but I've started a new one they've got for me, and it's called Circe's. It's about, let's say, Homer's... It sounds a bit highfalutin, from Homer's Iliad, and it's a book by Madeline Miller, but it's fabulous. It's about a god... a goddess, I should say,
yeah.
And it makes such a change from all the modern stories I've been reading. So we had a happy little group yesterday in the park. Brentwood Writer Circle, I've also mentioned our 80th birthday, because we started in 1941, and we've produced an anthology with all people sending in their stories, all very, very different, very interesting. And you can buy this from Amazon or from one of us. I can order you books, and it's slightly cheaper. And that's called A Circle of Words. And, of course, I would say it's great. And it is. It's lovely. London group are all working on their various titles.
And that's Society of Women Journalists,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's international, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we hear what people are... working on about the manuscripts. Any problems, we try to help if we can, if we're in a position to do that. And I would say I'm so thrilled with the news that Brentwood Waterstones is opening, or it's opened, in Brentwood High Street, because, as you know, the older one closed, and I used to go in and sign, and then that was a lovely outlet for my books,
yeah.
Particularly the new one, which is about Brentwood. So quite happy, you know. Very, I'm happy with W.H. Smith as well. But lots of things.
Oh, and
happening.
Chicken and Frog. We must mention the Chicken and Frog, who are independent on the...
Because our lovely Sissy Sains, who came last time, an alien in a chocolate factory, and that's selling well in Chicken and Frog, and what a gorgeous shop that is.
Yeah.
Even though I don't write for children, I just love it in there.
Yeah.
They've just got everything to interest youngsters and help them, of course, with reading and writing. And that's what this programme really is all about, this little bit, isn't it?
Yep.
So lots of things happening. And also a big thing that's coming up in a couple of weeks, which is Billericay Food and Drink Festival, the first big one at that lovely place, the Billericay Football Club, in Blunt Hall Farm. No, it's the road, I believe, just off the main road.
Yeah.
So that is happening on the 25th of July. It's a Sunday, and it's all day from 11 until 6. And I'm hoping that if you look at my web blog, perhaps this evening, you'll find details of Super Abby and her sister Jodie, who've organised it. So, lots happening.
Love food. Well, you know me, I love my food. I'm a foodie.
I know you do. And we're going to have 56 different stands.
I could get through those.
Yeah, and it's going to be... Oh, there's going to be lots and lots of things. So,
yeah.
Can't cover it in this moment, but Abby and Jodie will tell you a bit more about it when we give out their details.
And also, if you go to Sylvia's blog, which has got hundreds of thousands of views, it's at Blogspot. Just type in Sylvia Kent, and her name is the one that comes up at the top.
Oh, thank you. That's a little plug.
Yeah.
Golly.
You're welcome.